The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father, for he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you know anyone who's perfect? Okay, let's see.
No one.
No one? Okay.
God.
God, very good. Let's get, anybody has a different answer?
Jesus.
Jesus.
A Barbie doll.
A Barbie doll, okay. What do you think being perfect means? Because Jesus just told us, be perfect like you said, like God and, you know, Jesus are perfect. And you were right. None of us, no person can be perfect, right? So what do you think Jesus is telling us to be perfect? In which way?
The Holy Spirit.
Okay, but how in
to love.
Okay, very good. Be perfect in love. Not be perfect in anything else, although we should try to be perfect, but mostly to be perfect in love. Because Jesus was talking about, like, we should love our enemies. Do you have enemies? You do? Who's your enemy?
My dog.
Your dog? Why?
Because she scratches me up.
Oh, it scratches you off? Okay. So that's one example. His dog kind of scratches him off. So what do you think Jesus wants us to do if you have a dog or a pet who scratches you off or bothers you?
Love them.
Love them? How? Give me examples. How can you love them?
By forgiving them.
Very good. One way that Jesus wants us to love is by forgiving those who hurt us. So if your dog scratches you or, you know, does something to you, hopefully they don't bite you, you're not supposed to go and bite them back, right? Or if your brother or sister, you know, pulls your hair or they pushes you, or your friend at school, we're not supposed to do the same. But to show them love, to be kind to them, to tell them to stop, maybe go talk to the teacher, or if we're at home, talk to your parents, but not do the same as they've done for us. That's how we become perfect. And like somebody said here, we need God's help to be perfect, and that's why God sent us the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important for us to come and receive the Eucharist, because the Eucharist has the power of Jesus, it's the body of Jesus, to help us to become more and more like Jesus. So are you guys ready for summer vacation?
Yeah.
Okay, are you gonna practice being perfect?
Yeah.
And are you gonna pray every day? Okay, that's how Jesus would help us if we ask him. As long as we ask him to help us be perfect, then he will give us the love, fill us more and more with his love to be perfect.